he's very much acting.
Gary, we wrote this.
This is part
this
of
is
it.
What we're doing.
It's a really good thing. So I have, watching it a second time, there were a lot of Easter eggs that I went hunting for in it, and watching it a second time, I enjoyed Gotham as a character.
You have to. If a Batman movie, and I will count Joker as a Batman movie, if it fails to do that with the city, it has overall failed.
I think that's one of the things that they did best. And I said it on the podcast yesterday, even better than the television show Gotham, because I felt like with the television show, eventually it got cartoonish. But the way that they did it in Joker, where you felt everything that was wrong with Gotham.
Kind of enclosed in madness. Yeah,
yeah, like you felt it. Like, you were like, oh, I recognize this.
And well, that's a Taxi Driver bit, too. That that element of New York and that element of something, this center isn't holding. Something's coming apart. And then when that's then embodied in Travis Bickle, this compelling anti-hero, a lot of that is the energy of the city.
And that's Son of Sam New York, right? That's the late 70s kind of thing.
Yeah, also there's old, I mean, you know what, the train seat is very Bernard Getz.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of stuff.
Some Death Wish in it too.
What's the Spike Lee movie about Son of Sam with Michael Badalucco and Adrian Brody? There's a lot of that in there, too, with the heat of the summer. And the title of that movie is slipping. But if you want to start looking at New York City as a character in a film, that's another one that's got to be in that canon.
See, this is why, Dan, I know it's not on your list, but I feel like you would get something out of why. You
would
add something to the conversation about it because
it looks so unpleasant. And I don't have the investment in the DC universe. I don't really.
You honestly don't need it.
You don't.
It looks unbelievably unpleasant.
Because there isn't
kind of a fail, but
there isn't a lot of that. I mean, there's some of it, and some of it is when you see the scene and you're like, oh, I know what's getting ready to happen right now.
That thing
that always happens that we've seen 12 times. This is going to keep happening.
The scene before that. The one before. It's just, you don't need that connection. You really don't. And they did it anyway. And then they did it badly.
And there wasn't enough Zazie Beetz for me.
Okay, there can't be enough for you.
That's true.
But I mean,
your cup is never full there.
There wasn't enough. I'm just saying that there wasn't enough, and there could have been more. But I was blown away by his performance.
He was terrific. Yeah, there's no two ways around it. He was terrific.
What did you think of De Niro?
I thought he.
There also wasn't enough Marc Maron for me.
I thought he hammed it somewhat appropriately, but so it's difficult to do this part without.
I got you.
A spoiler. It was strange to me to see those two characters finally start the first real dialogue of the film with very little connection to each other. And I suppose that's probably a point he's making. I thought that kind of fell flat. So
I did dig the shout out to the Carson show and, oh, here's a Dr. Ruth.
Yeah, of course.
Standing.
Very Carson.
It was very,
very, very Carson.
I went and saw Gemini Man last night.
Oh.
I wanted to love it. I walked away. I didn't feel like my time was completely wasted, and the technology is.
It's just me, but I'm waiting for the next real good Will Smith movie, right?
It's not coming.
Am I wrong about that?
How do people feel about Bright? Because I know that was kind of a...
Haven't seen it. Started
either
the first,
love it or hate it.
Started the first 5 minutes and thought it was absolutely going nowhere. Aladdin was weird and bad.
And brown-faced.
I am... not great. I can't wait for the next Bad Boys. Like,
but it's going to be
totally
a bad that you're expecting.
Absolutely
and it'll
true.
Be fun.
And it's going to be great. It's going to be him and Martin doing the thing.
Right.
I don't care that they're way too old for it.
Will's not, but Martin looks it.
Why won't Will embrace his age a little bit?
He does. Like, this movie is an embracing of that.
Okay, because I'd like to... He might just kind of need to go into the wilderness for a little while and then come back as an older actor.
I mean, he does in The Pursuit of Happiness, right? He plays an older character there. It's kind of done up in makeup a little bit. Pursuit of Happiness, I Am Legend, and Hancock. Three straight movies, 06, 07, 08. And I think if you bundle them all together, you have a really good run for Will, but I don't think any one of those movies really stands out.
I enjoyed I Am Legend.
I did too.
And I enjoyed his performance in it.
Same.
Hancock to me was just kind of, wait, I got to do this thing. You're but listening to WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX, HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. I thought that him and Charlize.
Yeah. Well, see. Yeah, you've got a thing there. And Jason Bateman's hilarious.
Yeah.
The movie itself is, nah.
It was so weird.
But it's entertaining.
Because you felt like when you saw them on the red carpet, you're kind of like, wait a minute. Is there more to this?
Maybe.
Because you know how Will and Jada get down. They're very progressive in things.
Very progressive.
You should see her red table show that she does. Because she pulls no punches talking about all sorts of stuff. He's figured it out because he's like great friends still with his ex-wife. They're like part of the family. Like I just saw was an Instagram of a picture of his ex with him and her like recently. And she's like, yeah, Jada took this picture.
Wow.
Yeah. Will's got some things figured out.
So if you get the chance with the mention of Charlize Theron, if you get a chance to see the trailer for Bombshell, check it out.
Bombshell? Okay, yep. No, I haven't.
It is Charlize Theron as Megyn Kelly.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. I didn't know it was called
Margot
Bombshell.
Robbie and, it is okay, Margot Robbie.
Yeah, her Megyn Kelly was like spot.
Uh-huh. You could have just said Margot Robbie, and then we all would have been in. That would have been fine.
Yeah, well, are you going to watch the Birds of Prey movie? Because I don't think you are.
I am.
Are you really?
I am.
Yeah. Really?
I said right. I watched Suicide Squad.
No, and it's, what's her name? Is Gretchen Carlson, and they've got John Lithgow in a big fat suit.
Margot Robbie, Charlize Theron, Jennifer Morrison, Nicole Kidman, Alice Eve. Whew, hello. Kate McKinnon, Connie Britton is in that movie. So is Mark Duplass.
Yep. It is.
Allison Janney. Oh my God.
Yeah.
What a cast.
Yeah. That's a heavy hitter.
And the trailer is, it looks like you're getting ready to go at it.
All right.
Connor, are we going to give Will Smith credit for Hitch?
I think Hitch is a delightful movie. Yeah. I think I love Hitch.
And sign me up for iRobot.
I'm watching it and I know it's bad, but I don't. He's in. Okay. So Will Smith has a movie coming out. I think it's 2 years from now. It's called The Council. It's about an African American crime family in Harlem, 70s into the 80s. Mr. Untouchable, I think, is the guy. I don't know if you guys have read about it. He's an actual crime boss from that era. That's what the New York Times called him. In a brief look, that's supposed to be his next big thing, but
count me in.
Of course I'm going to see it. It's Will Smith.
I was having a discussion last night with Mel after we left. I said, you know, people didn't go see this movie. And he's been so good. Like, he just joined Instagram, I want to say, like a year and 2 months ago. And he's so good on Instagram. And I was having a real conversation about how much does social media actually move the needle for what we do, for what people in music do, for what people in movies do. And I don't know if there's a good answer for it. I don't know if anyone can truly quantify it, because considering the amount of impact that Will can have in a minute on Instagram, or a guy like Spice, for example, can have on Instagram or on Twitter.
Look what Jennifer Aniston did. She shut the whole platform down.
She did.
She went on Instagram and the thing literally broke.
Well, there's been a lot of breaking with that platform and its forefather. Because of all sorts of stuff.
Only they would then fix it.
You would think that they would debug it.
Just keep letting it break.
I am keeping you guys from your Friday, and I apologize for that. But I thank you for the conversation. I am going to spend the majority of the show talking Bears Saints. Yeah. I mean, Tony is mad because I've had him in the lab just, we need this piece of tape, and we need this piece of tape, and damn it, get all of the tape, because we are about to really delve into what is an important, I don't know if I want to say must win, but a super important game for the Bears. So that's Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight. You can check them out 9 a.m. till noon right here. And if you're a Joker fan, you want to check out my review beyond what Connor and I did. It's on LoHo Daily. So just bookmark it, subscribe, give it 5 stars. 5 stars! And it's all good. This hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join Northwestern Basketball at the new Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Home opponents include Michigan State, Michigan, and Illinois. Season tickets, if you want to get them to see Chicago's Big Ten team, are on sale at nusports.com. And we're being brought to you by Continental Motors. Searching for a used car, search ContinentalMotors.com for the Continental Difference. Tony, let's go.
What it do, baby?
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
The voice that you hear is the voice of the host, Jason Goff, who is going to handle pre- and post-game duties on NBC Sports Chicago. And he was nice enough to drop by the studio and hang out with us. Jason, how are you doing today, buddy?
Hey, Lawrence, how are you? Everything good? What's going on right now? Hello, everybody. This is like weird to me. I haven't hosted a show since this morning. So, you know, I'm not used to this.
Of how to do radio.
Yeah, I'm used to being in nothing but maybe basketball shorts, hanging out with the peeps. Sandy Barber, Penn State athletic director, made a joke once at Big Ten Media Day when Anthony Herron and I were interviewing her. She goes, you guys have the best job. She's like, I can tell that Jason just sits around not wearing pants during the show. And I'm like, hey, Sandy, my girl, what are we doing here? But you're right.
Make me a bicycle, clown.
A big thanks to Jason for a delightful show yesterday. If you missed it, the show podcast from the first hour yesterday, trust me, find a spot for it this weekend and listen to it because you will have a good time. I am Lawrence Holmes here with you until 2 o'clock. Our buddy JJ Stankovitz is going to join us in the next segment to break down Bears and Saints. What I am going to spend the majority of today's show outside of any breaking news or something weird happening. That's what we are going to do, but we start the show as we start all things with the rundown.
Just faxing my dad a rundown.
The rundown.
Let's go to baseball last night because the Astros are just running roughshod over the Yankees.
And Torres lifts this one. Shallow right field, long run for Springer. Slowing down by the line, makes the catch in fair territory, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros defeat the New York Yankees 8-3. They go up 3-1 in the ALCS, and the Astros are one win away from their second pennant in 3 years.
Yeah, they've put together a great squad and baseball operation. Next week, we should talk a little bit about that as it pertains to the two baseball teams in town. On Thursday Night Football, everyone in the football community gasped when this happened.
One of the most dynamic athletes in all of sports is injured on this 4th-and-1 carry, and it was the right knee. In a lot of pain. And it's like they almost popped that right knee back in place. And he's actually walking now without any assistance.
We'll see how long it's going to be for Patrick Mahomes to get back. Maybe it's just a few weeks. I hadn't heard what the MRI said yet, but usually what the Chiefs do is they bring...
They came back good. They just tweeted it out. Just came back good, but they're going to get a second opinion.
Yeah, and they usually bring their trainer to the microphone to talk about injuries. That's one of the things that I really do like about the way that Andy Reid coaches the team. On to the Bulls. The Bulls with preseason basketball last night. And Tony is fired up. You know why? Because Kobe White went off.
Mid-post left corner. They go to Levine. Driving power move. Sam Market to the right corner. White to the right. White for three. Yes! That ball started on the left side of the floor. Went the near corner. And then they found Kobe White on the wing. Look at this. Bam! Kobe White. One bounce. Three ball. Got it! Kobe White right in the grill of the ball. Cornet. Archie Diacono. Back to Kobe White. One bounce. Jumper. Put him in the Hall of Fame. Oh, my goodness, Kobe White. He has just buried another three. That's his sixth, and he's poured in 29.
Might be a little premature for that, Chuck, but it's...
Greatest guard from North Carolina Bulls ever drafted.
Yes, I agree. There is no greater guard in the history of the Bulls franchise, specifically from North Carolina, than Kobe White. Ever. In history. Jim Boylan agrees.
What he does is he works. And he hasn't missed any practice time. He is in the facility at night. When I'm in there at 8 o'clock at night, he's in there shooting after practice, him and his brother Will. And he puts the extra time in. He cares. I think it's a combination of him doing a great job and my assistant coach is doing a great job with him. And he's improved. His shot is more solid.
Here's why Kobe thinks he's been better.
I mean, it's satisfying, but, you know, I just still can't lose that hunger. I still can't lose the hunger to get better and, you know, continue to grind. So, you know, I definitely felt good about it, but, you know, it's only going to make it harder.
That was Kobe White talking about the Bulls as they get ready to open up the season next week. We will have a Bulls roundtable. By the way, the other news out of the NBA, Zion Williamson going to miss a few weeks. It went from, oh, he's just going to sit out the last preseason game to our buddy Malika Andrews reporting that he's going to miss a few weeks. Not great.
Pelicans under win total while you can.
Pound it before it changes. No doubt about that. On to the Bears. Matt Nagy says that he wants to find out where Mitch is and what he can handle physically.
Just him taking them, and that's, we got to be able to evaluate and see where he's at and how much can he handle. You know, we've been able to see with Chase what he can do. I know Chase mentally can, you know, we know where he's at mentally with the plays that we have this week, and then and physically he's had what, two games basically. So right now the test is to see what can he handle Mitch physically and mentally.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about the Bears quarterback as the Bears get ready to take on the New Orleans Saints. They will welcome in the Saints on the lakefront on Sunday afternoon. It will be on our sister station on WBBM News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. Our pregame here at the Score starts at noon, and it's over at Connie's Pizza. So you get to hang out with Patrick Manley, Hub Arkush, and Olin at Connie's Pizza. I haven't had a Connie's Pizza in a minute. I might stop by before I head in to do TV, because the calzones there are my favorite. My absolute favorite. All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, our buddy JJ Stankovic will join us for a weekly conversation about the Bears. He wrote some stuff about first down efficiency. It's a huge problem for the Bears, and we're going to discuss that with him next here on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, visit your local Hyundai dealer and test drive the Hyundai Palisade today.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. There's not much going on in golf this time of year other than a bunch of tournaments almost no one's paying attention to, except perhaps this week in Asia, where the big names show up to make their sponsors happy. But something very good happened earlier this week when Brooks Koepka, the world's number one player, told L'Agence France-Presse that he didn't think of Rory McIlroy as his number one rival right now. "I've been out here for 5 years," Koepka said. "Rory hasn't won a major since I've been on the PGA Tour, so I just don't view it as a rivalry." Koepka's right, sort of. He and McIlroy have both won four majors, but McIlroy hasn't won one since 2014. But here's the point. They're almost the same age, McIlroy 30, Koepka 29, and they're both hyper-competitive. Trust me, McIlroy will have those words memorized going forward, which is all good. Golf needs a real rivalry, not the Woods-Mickelson hype fest. I'm John Feinstein.
Future traders, what's better than trading your own money? Trading someone else's money, of course. Top Step Trader is an Inc. 5000 Chicago company with a 7-year record of providing capital to traders who successfully pass their simulated evaluation. Over 3,000 traders have already earned fully backed accounts from Top Step. Now you can tell your rich uncle to shove it and get the funding you need to pursue your passion in the financial markets. Visit TopStep.com and learn how you can earn a funded account today.
No one. Other plans may be accepted.
Ugh, those nachos were rough on my stomach.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea,
try new Pepto-Bismol liquid caps for fast relief and ultra coating.
Nausea, heartburn, indigestion,
new Pepto-Bismol liquid caps. Use as directed.
Do you get into bed and find your mind still going? If so, try ZzzQuil Pure Z's liquid melatonin. It's made with an optimal level of melatonin for no next day grogginess. Pure Z's liquid.
When I wanted to get a loan, I asked my friend who worked with AmeriCash Loans.
I told her that with loans up to $4,000 and same-day funding, I was happy to recommend them. Plus, with their Refer a Friend program, I'll get $100 and my friend will get $50. Apply online at AmeriCashLoans.net or call 888-907-4227. 888-907-4227.
AmeriCash Loans. Your money, your choice. Restrictions may apply.
O'Reilly. This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car,
I finally realized my battery was dying, so I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ace is the